a lot of normal aid that would go into a developing country has been cut off as each country got more and more disgusted with Zimbabwe. Lots of project aid got cut off. The humanitarian aid has actually been increased. When it comes to food aid, through the Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome, the food is bought, so no money is crossing the borders. If you, let's take the other aid projects. There is a black market and a formal market. So when ITV went for dinner in Harare about 6 weeks ago, if they had paid for their dinner at the official rate of exchange, it would have cost £125,000 for dinner for 11 people, $250,000. So it's an insane exchange rate. But what they do, it's some embassies, the Norwegians are changing their money at the official rate, okay? I think the British have negotiated and the Americans have negotiated, but the Global Fund for HIV/AIDS, they cannot support Zimbabwe the way they would support other countries because of the exchange rate. This is 1.1 million to 1. The official rate at the moment is 30,000 to 1. Just do the differential. It just doesn't work. So the Global Fund will not do the money in Zimbabwe because of the exchange rate, because it's mad. So there has been a cut in aid, but not in humanitarian aid. Zimbabweans will not be Ethiopians and die like flies because US aid and the European Union are going to feed them. They're starting. They're going to feed 4.5 million before the next harvest next April. It's the highest amount of humanitarian aid that's ever gone into Zimbabwe, but it's going into food. It's not going into education and boreholes and development and small and medium enterprises. It's not going into the things that are going to make the country grow. It's just survival aid.